Unit 2. Friendship.
A friend is a gift you give yourself.
Friendship can bring people closer together and help them understand each other. Friendship comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes.
Only when all contribute their firewood can they build up a strong fire. Chinese proverb.
Section 1. New words and ideas.
I've got new friends. September 28, 2004. Dear Jenny, we have been talking to each other mostly through email. This time, I chose to write a letter instead, as I feel like writing English with a pen. When I write with a pen, it seems easier for me to express my thoughts and feelings. It is almost a month since school started. I really like being in high school. It's exciting. There are so many new things to do and so many new friends to meet. High school students in China live a busy but colorful life. We are under lots of pressure. We have to work hard for the National College Entrance Examinations, which will take place in less than 3 years. The examinations will be extremely competitive. Now I have a great group of friends. We take all of our classes together in the same classroom. It is good to have friends to study with because we can help each other. I'm pretty good at English, so many guys ask me for help in English class. I don't mind. After school, we usually go to play sports for a little while. Sometimes we take a walk down by the river or visit some bookstores. We have to be back for evening class at 7:30. Among this group, there is one guy named Da Zhi, whom I like most. I met him on the sports ground one afternoon. He was sitting alone, deep in thought. I went up to him and introduced myself. I learned from our talk that he is from the countryside, some 200 kilometers away from Shijiazhuang. Da Zhi's fascinating life has been very different from mine. As time goes on, I find we have many similar interests and hobbies. I think I can learn a lot from him. Being friends means learning from each other. Don't you think so? I have invited Da Zhi to come to my home for dinner this Sunday. I think we will have a good time together. We will have lots of things to share with each other. I am quite happy with this growing friendship. It has opened a door to many new experiences. I must go back to class now. Bye. Your friend, Li Ming.
October 7, 2004. Dear Li Ming, thank you very much for your letter. Yes, I agree with you that writing with a pen is sometimes a better way to express our thoughts and feelings. When I type on the computer, I feel like I'm doing homework. But when I write, I feel more creative. Writing to my friends is something I do for pleasure, not because I have to do it. Like you, I really enjoy being in high school. Indeed, there are so many new friends to meet and so many new things to do. My best friend is named Pat. She attends the same school, but we are not having all the classes together. We have our gym class together every day in the third block. I like having Pat at my school. We eat lunch together in the cafeteria every day. We talk and laugh a lot. I would hate to eat lunch alone. Yesterday, we sat with two other girls who are in Pat's science class. They were very nice. We started talking, and I was surprised to find out that one of them has a cousin who lives near my house. Maybe we will get together at her cousin's house one day. I like meeting new friends. Pat and I want to try out for the basketball team this year. Playing sports is a lot of fun and a good way to meet friends, too. Last year, my friend Kira and I played on a team together. Every time I had a bad game, she was always there to encourage me and make me feel better. She would tell me to forget about the mistakes and focus on the rest of the game. Sometimes, she would make a joke. And then we would laugh and continue playing the game. It always feels good to have friends, to share the good times as well as the bad times. Sometimes, we took a bus to other cities for the weekend for games. I really liked those. I hope we can go on trips with this team, too. This Friday, Pat is having a party at her house. There will be 6 girls there, including me, and we will have a sleepover. I can hardly wait. Sleepover parties are the best. We listen to music and talk and talk and talk all night long. I think the most important thing for me is to have good friends to talk to. I like to talk to them about everything. Everyday things, funny things, difficult things, and important things. We even tell each other secrets. Friends are special. With best wishes, your friend, Jenny. Section 2, Meaning Through Practice.
C. Build Your Listening Skills.
Part 1. Listen to the passage of Tom talking about making friends in his new school in Canada. Then decide if the answer is true or false. In brackets, write T for true and F for false.
I'm Tom. At the beginning, it was difficult for me to find good friends in my school in Canada. In Hong Kong, I had many good friends, but here I had no friends. I did not speak with student class. This was because I was afraid of making mistakes in English. Part 2. Listen to Sherry talking about friendship, and then fill in the blanks.
I'm Sherry. I have lived in America for 5 years. Now I have changed. I used to be very lonely. I did not want to talk with anyone. Now I have lots of friends. They are friendly to me. If you want people to be your friends, you should be friendly to them first. You should not be shy to talk to them. Section 4, Reading for Meaning.
On Friends and Friendship.
Friendship can bring people closer together and help them understand each other. Everyone can have a friend, African, American, Asian, English, or French. Friendship comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes. It shouldn't matter what you look like. Just be yourself, be a friend, and stay a friend. Cherie.
The better part of one's life consists of his friendships. Abraham Lincoln.
A friend is a gift you give yourself. Robert Louis Stevenson.
A cheerful friend is like a sunny day spreading brightness all around. John Lovecock.
A friend in need is a friend indeed. Latin proverb.
Every person is a new door to a different world. Anonymous.
A good friend is hard to find, harder to lose, and impossible to forget. Anonymous.
The secret to friendship is being a good listener. Ancient proverb.
Everyone hears what you say. Friends listen to what you say. Best friends listen to what you don't say. Anonymous.
Money might make you wealthy, but friends make you rich. Anonymous.
The old ship is friendship. Ancient proverb. Reading for sharing. Friendship stories. Here are a few excerpts from journal entries written by some North American high school students. Thanks to their generosity, we have this wonderful opportunity to share a friendship.
A teenage girl walked into school one day. She was dressed as usual in her blue jeans and a light pink shirt. However, it was her face that gave her away. It was normally full of smiles, but that day she looked sad. Her friends noticed it and asked her, "Are you all right? What's wrong?" She tried to convince them that there was nothing wrong, but her friends knew her too well. Finally, she told her friends that she had failed her English test, and their parents would be mad at her. Her friends understood and calmed her down. They eventually made her realize that she should tell her parents right away. So she did. Her parents were not as angry as she had originally thought they would be. She was grateful that her friends were there for her. She was thankful that her friends knew her so well. D.L.
I once had a best friend. We did everything together. We had all our classes together. She taught me many things. And I hope I taught her some things as well. We were inseparable. Then it happened. She got a boyfriend. Our friendship slowly changed. We didn't talk anymore. We didn't do anything together any longer. This event made me stronger as an individual. I met new people. I did my own things. Although it was painful to lose such a close friend, it built me up into the individual person I am today. Now this best friend and I are becoming better friends than we were before. H.H.
The power of friendship. Dogs and elephants, just like tigers, or cats and mice, traditionally have been natural enemies. Dogs bark at elephants because they are afraid of the large animals. Elephants get annoyed at the barking dogs and chase them. It has been like that forever. Once upon a time, there was a well-fed royal bull elephant. Living nearby was a poorly fed stray dog. It was attracted by the smell of the rich, sweet rice being fed to the royal elephant. He began to eat the rice that fell from the elephant's mouth. While enjoying his food, the mighty elephant didn't notice the tiny, shy, stray dog. Feeding on the pieces of food dropped from the elephant's mouth, underfed dog gradually grew bigger and stronger and became very handsome. The good-natured elephant began to enjoy the dog's company. The dog grew used to being around the elephant. He lost his fear and no longer barked at him. Before long, neither would eat without the other. When they played, the dog would grab the elephant's heavy trunk and the elephant would swing him backward from side to side, up and down, and even in circles. So it was that they became best friends and never wanted to be separated. Then one day a man from a remote village who was visiting the city passed by the elephant shed. He saw the beautiful dog and bought him from the Mahout. He took the dog back to his home village without anyone knowing where that was. Soon the royal bull elephant became very sad since he missed his best friend the dog. He didn't want to do anything, not even eat or drink or bathe. So the Mahout had to report this to the king, although he said nothing about selling the friendly dog. It just so happened that the king had an intelligent minister who was known for his understanding of animals. He ordered the minister to go and find the reason for the elephant's condition. The wise minister saw at once that the royal bull elephant was sad. He thought, "This once happy elephant does not appear to be sick in any way. But I have seen this condition before, in animals alike." Then he said to the guards, "I find no sickness. He seems to be grief-stricken due to the loss of a friend. Do you know if this elephant had a close friend with anyone?" They told him about the friendship between the royal elephant and the stray dog. They turned to the king and said, "Your Majesty, I am happy to say your elephant is not sick. As strange as it may sound, he became best friends with a stray dog. Since the dog has been taken away, the elephant is grief-stricken and does not feel like eating or drinking or bathing." The king said, "Friendship is one of life's most wonderful things. My minister, how can we bring back my elephant's friend and make him happy again?" "My lord," replied the minister, "I suggest you make an official announcement. Whoever has the dog that used to live at the royal elephant shed will be fined." This was done. When the villager heard of it, he released the dog from his house. The dog ran as fast as he could, straight back to his best friend, the royal bull elephant. The elephant was so overjoyed that he picked up his friend with his trunk and sat him on top of his head. The happy dog wagged his tail while the elephant danced with delight. They both lived happily ever after.